Dream job or nightmare? It's hard to know if a career that looks great on paper will actually lead you to the life you want to live. So welcome to Dream Job Cafe. I'm Larry Port. I'll be asking different professionals the questions you won't find anywhere else. So grab a coffee, settle in. This is Dream Job Cafe. Sponsored by Wayspark.co, where we help people navigate careers in a crazy world.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dream Job Cafe. Today, we have a very special treat. I got my cousin in the house. Hey, hi, Cousin Lauren. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
So I'm excited to have Cousin Lauren here because she is a registered nurse. She's actually in home health care because you can be a nurse and you can be in a hospital. And what's cool is that on April 2nd, just recently, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal and it said, nursing is the new surefire path to American prosperity. So Cousin Lauren is on the way to American prosperity. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Right. So, all right. First of all, so I remember like when you were in college that you were studying something like accounting or something like that. Or I don't remember what it was, but it was not nursing. So How did you end up becoming a nurse?
So I have a business degree and I was working kind of like temp jobs. And then I started doing reporting and analytics for a couple of years at a specialty pharmacy. So I kind of reached as high as I could in that. And I worked a little bit with the nursing department and they'd always be like, you know, you should be a nurse. And it was just so different that I never really thought of it. But then when I was looking for new jobs in healthcare, nursing kept coming up and it sort of just became a good idea to me. The more that I got past the block of like, no, I need to be doing reports all day and on Microsoft Access and Excel. Like once I got over that hurdle, it just made sense to me that I wanted to do nursing.
But like it was pretty much of you had to go through a pretty big mental shift, it sounds like, right? Like,
yeah, I
was
had
there
to go
anything?
Back to school.
Yeah, right. So, but even before you went back to school, like that, so it really did feel like out of left field, right? They're telling you, why don't you take a look at nursing? And here you are working in spreadsheets. So, was there something about you? Like, were you like applying tourniquets to people that came into the pharmacy? Like, why did they think you should be a nurse?
Well, I had moved away. So that's why I ended up leaving that job. So when I moved back down to Florida, I kind of was in a whole new boat anyway. Like, I just moved back down here. I needed a new job. I was having trouble. So I was just like brainstorming other things. I was like, what if I wanted to be like a teacher? Or what's something that I could do that's just out of left field? Nursing kept popping in my mind, and I started talking with the nurses I used to work with just to get a better idea of like, all right, I don't want to just like jump into this and now I'm in school again full time and I don't have the right mindset for it. But it just started to become more natural. And especially like once I started school and got back into it, it just like felt like a perfect fit. So I just kind of lucked out with a big change. And at that point, I was in my 30s. No one in my family does it. In our family, like, there's no nurses. There's no doctors on my side. So it's not like I had anyone being like, oh, yeah, that's great. I know this person, this person. I really just dove right in. And it ended up being a good fit.
Let me ask you this. I wonder if it was similar to my experience. Because when I first went into the workforce, I wanted to be like work in photography and film and stuff like that. And there's like zero jobs. And then when I became a software engineer, at least back in the early 2000s, you could just pick whatever job you wanted. Like the shift from like having trouble to find a job to just like, you know, having your pick. Was that a similar thing for you?
Well, yeah, I would always look for jobs in healthcare, trying to be more on the office end, and then nursing kept popping up. So even I initially worked in the hospital and then I needed to leave. I had a back injury. So I was like, I need to switch to something that's not as physically taxing. And I got into home health care within a week. I was able to get a job in home health care.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like nurses were kind of like our own unit. So there's always somebody who left here to go someplace else who knows somebody. So it's easy to at least have the opportunities brought to you. And then if, you know, they interview and they want you, then they want you.
So like nursing is like it's like an alumni network or like some sort of club. There's like nurses look out for one another, kind of?
It kind of is, yeah, because it's still mostly women. So I think you do kind of look out for each other. And especially when you're working the long shifts in the hospital and it's like you see stuff that like you can't even explain to other people. So it's like you have that connection with them. And I think just like the long shifts and the weirdness of it, it becomes like a bonding experience. So through that, you become friendly and then you just keep in touch with each other. Nobody wants to stay on the hospital floor for more than a few years. So we start helping each other out.
Oh, that's interesting. So, all right, well, let's circle back around. So like, what, like, was there any one thing like that made you nervous or held you back before you went to school? Like, did you have to take entrance exams? I'm thinking about all these things. Like if I had to go back and go to nursing school, I'd be worried about my memorization's not so strong, so I'd be concerned about like anatomy classes. Like, what were your concerns?
Yeah, like it's different going to school when you're like 18 versus in your 30s. And this was like a full, it was like an 8 a.m. to 3 or 4 p.m. a day. You're at the school, like sitting at your desk taking classes and doing homework. So it's very like the traditional school sense. And it was stuff that I really had no background in. Because a business degree versus anatomy, it's not exactly like hand in hand.
Not at all.
The only good thing, if you have a bachelor's degree already, no matter what it's in, you could do an accelerated nursing course. So I was able to do that. And it's just, again, it's all day, every day. And they have you, you know, shadowing in the hospitals immediately. So at least right when you start, you get a feel for, all right, this is the stuff you're going to need to know. This is what the job is like. Do you like this or is this not a good fit?
So the schooling is, all right, so if you have the bachelor's degree, an accelerated program is what, like a couple of years or how does it work?
It's usually about 2 years, like maybe a month or two less than 2 years. But again,
and if you don't have the bachelor's degree, is it more like a 3-year program or?
I think it might be 4 years. If you want the bachelor's, because they used to let you have associates. Now they want to do away with that where you need to have a bachelor's in order to get licensed. Or some hospitals will only hire you if you have the bachelor's. So they're making it more of like, this is an actual degree. So in that regard, yeah, for some people, it would be the full four years if you have no other college background.
Yeah, I know at my kid's school, they have a 4-year nursing degree. So is the schoolwork like, how much of it is like you're sitting at a desk, but you also work in the hospital like immediately in the accelerated program that you're in?
Yeah, the first week they have you in the hospital and you're not doing much. You're mostly just kind of watching them and getting the feel for like how a hospital runs.
Interesting. Okay. And yeah. Is that how it kind of works? Like you do some hands-on stuff and then some academic stuff like the whole way through? Or is it... You spend like 6 months doing academic. Okay.
Well, it's like semesters. So say you take 4 classes a semester and then you have labs. And as you go through the labs, you'll do checkoffs. So they'll teach you a skill like, you know, wound care or like changing an IV bandage. And you do it in lab. And once they say you're good, then you can start practicing in the hospital under like your instructor.
So there is a first time you have to do this, like the first time you have to draw blood or first time you have to give somebody an injection. Is that like
the drawing blood is weird. I think at this point they don't want nurses in nursing school to draw blood, but it's like you need the practice. But they used to let us go to the ER at like trauma centers and practice because there's just so many people in and out. And like sometimes, you know, they may not notice, oh, it took her 2 tries instead of 1.
Right.
So, you know, it's one of those things. I don't think they allow nursing students to actually do that anymore, but your instructor will find a way for you to practice that it's still legal and fits within the program.
Okay. Well, and it's also, you're in the ER. So if you like, whatever, you severely injure the guy, then yeah, no problem.
There.
No worries.
He's
right?
Already there.
He's already there. Okay.
And so, they'll be like, who did this? And you just point right to your instructor. Oh, it was her.
How hard is the schooling? Is it really hard?
It is, in that it's like basically having a job. So they told us beforehand, you can't work if you're in the program because there's no time to.
Gotcha.
Everything builds on the classes you took before. So even if you go in not knowing too much, you start to build confidence and it makes it easier to understand like the higher level lessons.
Gotcha. Okay. What about, how should a man think about this, that if he wanted to go into nursing? Because I don't know if there's a stigma, but I know certainly more there. I have seen male nurses, but there's certainly more women. Like, can you talk a little bit about like what a man should maybe consider
well, there's before going into this field? Well, there's no stigma from the other nurses.
Okay.
So that's
okay,
just good. If your family feels a certain way, like once you're in the profession, we're happy you're there. Like you're part of the team.
Gotcha. No, okay, great.
Differently of you. I mean, you do end up doing maybe a bit more manual labor than the girls do. Like if you have an extra heavy patient you need to carry, everyone's going to be grabbing the dude to help.
Gotcha.
But
right,
besides
right, right.
that, you know, it's there's no, you know.
So, yeah, just so people know, like, you know, if you're a young person and you haven't had much experience with like people in and out of the hospital, like, a lot of these people can't move very well, so they have to be lifted like in and out of bed and stuff. And so yeah. there is a lot of physically demanding work.
That's why I eventually left the hospital because I got an injury. But, you know, some people are there for years and years and they're fine. They teach you body mechanics. So they even teach you like how to pick up patients, what to do if a patient is like substantially larger than you, a safe way to move them from here to there so they don't get injured. That's the only difference with being a male nurse once you're actually in the occupation. But yeah,
like gotcha. Hospital,
it's good to work there for at least a couple years because you see everything, like any
gotcha.
Health issue anyone could possibly have, especially if you're on the main floor. So that's you go into the ER or if you have a surgery afterwards, everyone gets put up to the main floor. You see everything.
Now, tell me about like what the like when you work as a nurse, like there's so many different like areas of the hospital and different fields to go into. How does it play out? Like, so how do you end up in the cancer ward or the maternity ward? Or I mean, I don't even know what the options are. I don't even know what I'm kind of what I don't know here. So can you talk a little bit about like after school, like how things play out career-wise?
So after school, we pretty much all of us, there's like a postgraduate, like a practicum. So it's 6 weeks where you go to the hospital. They know that you're fresh out of school. There's a group of you and you all have somebody that you work with. So this will be like on the main floor. So you're shadowing another nurse and then you start to take over their responsibilities. And then by the end of the 6 weeks, you're doing everything. And the nurse you're working with just makes sure you're doing it correctly. So most
gotcha.
Places want you to do the main floor. So it's called MedSurg. If you get hired into maternity right out of school, like you knew somebody, that's not going to happen unless, you know.
Oh, is that like a cushy gig or something, maternity?
The women don't want to leave maternity. It's like the best floor. Everyone loves it. They're like lifers there. They stay there once they get those jobs.
Gotcha. I remember reading that like the nurse anesthetist, is that a different job or does it require additional schooling? Because I know that the pay is high in that profession.
Yeah, so that's an extra 3 years of school.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
Schooling for the bachelor's in nursing, and then it's an additional 3 years of school. And I believe that's full time, too. So the payoff is good, but you really do need to give up a few years of working in order to get to that point.
Geez. Okay. So there's a lot of different options. There's a lot of, it sounds like, so there's a lot of advanced degrees. So it sounds like, though, that if you wanted to get into this field and you're interested in particularly types of nursing, then you're going to need to do your research a little bit and find out if there is an additional schooling on top of, you know, the nursing degree.
Yeah. So like a nurse practitioner is an extra 2 years. That's a master program. The nurse anesthetist, that's a master's. So they're like different licenses completely. But if I want to go work on the cancer floor, I'm able to do that with my current license and my current experience.
Now, you're a registered nurse. Are there unregistered nurses? I mean, pretend I don't know anything.
So I guess a medical assistant would be an unlicensed kind of nursing. Like when you go to the doctor's office and they take your blood pressure, that's usually a medical assistant. So
I see. Okay.
Registered nurse, it's, you know, a state license. We have to renew it and do all the continuing education courses. And that has its own scope of practice. So if you want to look into different scopes of practice, if there's something that you're just really specific on, but registered nurse does cover, you know, maternity, but they might give you extra training once they hire you on the floor.
One question before I get into like what the life is like as a nurse, but with nursing, obviously you're dealing with maybe blood, maybe other, all these bodily functions, lots of different people. Were you squeamish before you went into this? Is that something that just goes away with exposure to it?
I was not squeamish. I'm still squeamish if it's my own blood. A paper cut, I see it like I'm dizzy, but like a body can explode on me and it's nothing.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I always say, right, you want to get into nursing, you have to like people and you have to be okay with disgusting stuff.
That's gotcha.
The
all right.
Two main things with nursing. Some people get in it and they are very squeamish till they quit. And some people get in it and they hate people, but you have to be around people all the time and you have to help them on their not best day.
Well, by definition, right? Yeah, I would think you'd have to want to help people, right? Like that's the job.
Some people don't really think that's a part of it. And they usually get weeded out.
And the gross stuff, like people don't, like on the gross stuff, people don't like get used to it, or is it like a barrier that people can overcome, or can you talk a little bit about that? Because I know you didn't have an issue with it, so that's fine.
Yeah, it does weed people out. You do get used to it for sure. And your mindset gets more into, all right, how am I going to help this patient than, ew, they went poo-poo on their bed and I have to clean it. So
right, okay.
You think about it as, all right, I got to help this person. What do they need? Instead of like, oh no, I don't want to touch that.
Gotcha.
So everyone, once you get to the point where you finish school, you've been through all like your training at the hospital, if you're still grossed out by it, like, I don't know how you got that far.
You've worked as a hospital nurse. You're a home healthcare nurse. Why work as a home healthcare nurse? Like, what is that like as opposed to working in a hospital?
Well, home health, it's obviously, it's so much more flexible, especially if you get with a good company. If you want to take 15 patients a day, you could do that. If you want to take one patient a day, you can do that. And you get to schedule yourself. So like at times I'll have a larger load of patients that I see every day. For a while, I was doing just the start of cares. So that means when someone gets discharged from the hospital, I go over and I do the initial visit. I explain the program. We talk about everything that happened in the hospital. And then another nurse will do the follow-ups. So
I see.
The different visits have a different point value. Like one point might just be wound care, and then 1.5 points might be given an IV medication. So you got to treat the PICC line and get the medication going, make sure there's no infection. And then the start of care, which is setting them up with the program and doing like a whole assessment. And that's also the most charting. That one's a higher point system.
And so this gives a lot of like schedule flexibility. Is hospital nursing, is that like shift work where you work like 9 to 5 or whatever shift you have and then you work 5 days a week? Or is it like, you know, you work 24 on, 48 off? Like, can you talk a little bit about that?
So for hospital, it's 12-hour shifts and it usually ends up being around 13. So you'll do 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and you do 3 days a week. So
okay.
You could have more days off, but that, you know, even if you want to take vacation, you could stack all your days in the beginning of the week and then you have the rest of the week off and then you might not work till the next Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So in that regard, it's flexible, but it is the set 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Like you're not leaving earlier. And then there's the day shift and the night shift.
Yeah, they're long shifts. And part of the reason that is just the continuity of care. And I know that you know, there's a period of time where like the night shift has to hand off to the day shift and communicate like issues. Is that kind of why that the shifts are 12 hours?
Yeah. So that's why there's the half hour of overlap, because you do go around with the night shift nurse to discuss the patients. And then if the patient, you know, wants to add anything they can, we do them in the room. So that's about half an hour of that. That's why they overlap a little bit.
Okay. So in terms of like, all right, let's get into like, you know, we don't like to talk about like financial specifically on the Dream Job Cafe podcast, so that people aren't uneven, but like, let's say that you, as a home healthcare nurse, let's say you want to go on a trip to Disney World. Okay.
Right.
Can you go to Disney World? Do you have to stay at the budget hotel? The medium hotel, or can you splurge on the super fancy hotel?
I mean, the responsible thing would be the medium hotel.
Gotcha.
If you want to splurge, no one's going to stop you. You won't be destitute, but it might not be the best decision for you.
And is it the same for a hospital nurse, or like, is the pay for a home healthcare nurse similar to like a hospital nurse?
See, this again depends on how many patients you're taking as a home healthcare nurse. So the girls who are seeing 15 patients a day, they could stay wherever they want. But if you're just doing, you know, the average companies want you to do is like 6 or 7. Some places will just overload you, and then some, they just might not have a big patient load. So if you say the average is 6 or 7, then you're staying in the medium hotel. If you're one of those girls who just wakes up and at 7 a.m. has already seen patients, goes all day, then you make more money. So it's the amount of patients you see affects how much money you get.
I got you. Whereas if you're in a hospital kind of situation, it's like fixed. You don't have that flexibility.
Yeah, that's a home healthcare.
I would think with the aging population, is that one of the reasons why nursing is in such high demand, especially home healthcare nursing, because everybody's getting older and living so much longer? Is that why?
I think so. And also, they want to make sure patients have a safe discharge. So that means the hospital doesn't want to send someone home, they have no care, and then they fall and they're back in the hospital. Because then insurance might be like, well, we're not going to pay for that. You should have known to not send them home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes, you know, people get sent home from the hospital and they might not need home health, but they still get it prescribed to them or like ordered for them. So they want to make sure everyone who goes to the hospital is safe once they're home.
It's almost like a cover your butt thing.
But yeah. We're in South Florida. It is a ton of old people. Like at this point, all my friends are 70 and older because it's all my patients.
Okay. Let's see. What about, so it sounds like if you're in the home, if you're a home healthcare nurse specifically, for the family dinner test, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you or how able are you to do a family dinner? It sounds like it would be high unless you like want to take like a gazillion patients a day.
Yeah, right? Unless you want to. But yeah, you could be home every night for dinner.
And it sounds also like, you know, you could do even deeper involvement. So it sounds like the work-life balance is pretty well. Another thing is, you know, I know that like you don't have any kids in Little League, but if let's say that you did have a kid in Little League, on a scale of 1 to 10, like how likely would you be able to coach that team? Sounds also pretty high.
Yeah. You know, I was saying before, some girls start at 7 a.m. and they'll say, but I'm done at 2. I cannot take anyone else after 2. And I typically do the afternoons because I don't want to do the morning. So I start at noon and I just go, like if there's people who are like, I can only have the home health nurse come at 7 p.m., they have coverage, I'll go, so the people who only work till 2 don't need to worry about it. So
I gotcha.
Stagger the shifts between the nurses so you can work when you want to. I mean, there's always going to be where they just throw extra stuff at you and you end up missing something you wanted to go to. But for the most part, you could decide what your schedule is going to be, because they just give you the list of patients. You schedule them how you want. And then the office knows, all right, this nurse usually does like the early morning patients. This one does the later in the afternoon patients, or these patients don't care. Just give them to anybody. So you're able to, it's flexible in that regard too.
It sounds like an amazing career, because when looked at from like kind of a lifestyle perspective, you're not going to have the problem getting jobs that you will in other professions. Mm-hmm. You have flexibility over your schedule. You make a decent amount of money. So you have this work-life balance and you have a fulfilling career that you're helping people. So it sounds like it checks a lot of boxes.
If you work for a good home health company, then it's like a dream job. Some of the companies, you don't know when you're getting your check. So if you go online, there's always reviews of these home health companies because they're like just a dime a dozen down here. And some you don't stay away from, and then some you know, all right, my boss is going to be available if I have questions. I know I'm going to get paid this day every 2 weeks. Like, you might need a...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. So it sounds like it pays to do research there for sure. So we talked a little bit about how you kind of have to like people and you can't be too squeamish to go into nursing. In terms of academically, like I would kind of be nervous about the memorization, but I figure I could probably gut it out. Like, do a lot of people get weeded out from the academics? Like they can't hack the anatomy classes, or can you get through it if you're not the strongest student with memorization?
So for our courses, we were a cohort. There's 22 of us. We all took the same classes. So they make sure that everybody is following along and passing. If you just sign up for one course at a time at like a community school, you don't really have that support system from the school.
I see.
So, you know, again, you don't need to be a genius to do it, but you need to put in some effort. And some of the schools will help you along, and then some of them you're just on your own.
Gotcha.
So at least know that you need to take the classes seriously and that everything builds on the classes you took before, but it's by no means impossible.
Awesome. All right. Hey, Lauren, unless you have anything else to say or drop in about nursing, this has been a great conversation. I thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for interviewing me.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody, if you like this conversation, please like this podcast, share it with your friends. And if you can, be grateful for something today. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like and subscribe to Dream Job Cafe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And don't forget to check out wayspark.co, where we help people navigate careers in a crazy world.